This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of my head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these backgrounds?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, our broadcast week begins officially now. Where am I? That's the question. Super Don, do you know where I am? Because I say it and I got to remember. Did I just, what city am I in?
All right, let me check the itinerary here. Mm-hmm. It looks like you are in Dearborn, Michigan right now.
Dearborn, Michigan, the home of, I think, Ford. I see a big Ford plants everywhere. And so, yes, we're in Dearborn, Michigan. Why? The Cancer Prevention Convention. And Stephanie Alpin McKeith, we had her on Friday previewing it, and it is sold out. Pretty much it's full up in there. I don't know if you saw some of the pictures, Super D. I sent one over, but Ty and Charlene were speaking earlier. Ben Fuchs opened it. I spoke after Ben. And then Tony Jimenez and Marcy Jimenez are here. Del Bigtree is going to be here a little later. This is an amazing one-day event. I mean, to have all the folks that we're going to have on today. In fact, Ty Bollinger's running over here like he doesn't know what time the show starts. He just kind of saunters on over whenever he feels like showing up, and you're going to see him on screen in just a moment. I'll get his microphone up. Sorry for the crackle if it does.
There we go.
And talk to me. Let's see, is this one working? Hold on. Oh, sorry, as I smash him in the face.
There's not.
Nope, we're going into this one. Let's try that one.
That
works?
Live
yet.
Radio.
Yeah.
All right. How's that?
I think that's working.
That working?
Yeah. Now we're all together. So, okay. Folks, we are totally, when we do these live events, you never know what's going to happen. And TMB and Charlene's funny. We ended up flying in from totally different cities, landing at the same moment.
Exactly the same minute.
The same minute. And I walked and I found them in an elevator.
Like, it was the strangest thing. Literally. Charlene and I were going to catch an Uber.
Yes.
And there's Charlene behind me. There we go. We were going to catch an Uber, and literally, we got into an elevator. I turned, and there was RSB.
It was right.
And in Detroit Airport's not small.
Right.
And it was, we just happened to be in the same elevator.
It's just like meant to be. I don't know how that happened. I do know. It's a God thing, as always, with us. And we got together, and then last night, you guys were so exhausted. I should have been, but I'm already set up 2 hours earlier on. No, where am I? Mountain?
You're
in the mountains.
Parts unknown time.
Parts unknown time. And so I was still awake, and I was like, I found an organic restaurant, like a 5-minute walk from the hotel. So I had, last night I went vegan. The other day I wasn't.
Okay.
So it's like, I could tell, listen to your body. It tells you what you want and need. And so I had a nice vegan organic burger, if that can be called a burger, but it was really delicious. I had Brome or something. I had an organic juice. It was really great. It looks like they brought you some.
I got an organic juice.
Yep, that came from where I was last night. That's exactly where it was.
That's where you went. Okay.
So you guys are...
We got a juice for you over here.
Do you really? So we're going to have organic juice on
you. Can you grab him a juice?
No hurry. We're good. So you guys got it, too. So it's literally, it's just about a mile from here where we are today at the Dearborn Inn, historic place. And Ty and Charlene spoke after I spoke, and I think a few people were left. I didn't scare everybody off.
I was going to carry you off stage, but it just didn't work out.
It was very funny. Super Don, do you remember when he carried me off stage at the Truth About Cancer?
Oh, yeah, I've got the picture to prove it.
So I see Ty walking down the aisle as I'm wrapping up here. I'm like, oh, this is a memory. I'm not going over, I promise. And I didn't, for sure I didn't. But he didn't carry me off. He was very kind today.
I didn't carry you off. And the only reason was I got distracted. Otherwise, I would have.
Thank goodness for distractions. Oh, I was going to not try to carry him. I've got a back that I need to be functional. I got to fly home. And
Josh could have carried me off.
Josh could have. Josh, yes, Stephanie's husband. So, yeah, take your time. So, anyway, we've got a great couple of hours coming. I was just saying, time zone-wise, it's kind of a crazy trip, 24 hours. You're here for 24 hours or less as well. We have, I don't know if you saw this, but a woman asked a question at the end of my talk, and she works with Delta Airlines. And last Detroit trip when I was here, and Reggie was here. Reggie, you weren't in my lecture. You were all over my lecture. I was like, where's Reggie? Go give him a hug. Well, you got a legitimate excuse. Reggie from Better Way Health is here, and his favorite, my favorite, beta glucan. And I was talking about him. I said, go give Reggie a hug. He hugged me and spun me around like I was a rag doll or something.
So
we got organic green juice now. And it was absolutely great. But anyway, so I was talking about immune modulation and everything. But toward the end, I had a question from a woman who I met on my last visit to Detroit. And now I can't remember why I was here. Super Don, do you remember why I was in Detroit last time?
Weren't you at a conference here last year?
I think so. There was something that was not long ago.
Okay.
And no, I'll have to work on that. Hold on.
All right.
Oh, that's right. I forgot the Tigers offered you a tryout.
The Detroit Tigers. No, that wasn't it.
No. It was the Lions. The Detroit Lions.
No, they needed a guy to distract the referees. That was me. So, anyway, I was at Detroit Airport, and I had some time between the flight, and so I started talking to a gate agent, this nice lady, and I was explaining to her about what I did as a homeopath and radio. And by the way, I'm going to be back in Detroit for this cancer prevention convention. And she was actually interested. Now, sometimes you don't know if they're really interested, and you just talk to people you never know. She actually showed up this morning and said, I'm here because of you, and you told me about this. I'm so grateful. And she was a nurse, and she knows what goes on in medicine, so she couldn't do that anymore. And I guess the message for me, and I always like to find a message everything, is, I was the Treating Cancer with Cannabis Symposium. And Stephanie was there, too. That's what it was. Thank you, Super Don. My message is, and Ty and Charlene do this all the time, and they're great examples of this. The willingness to speak out, to talk, to share your story, to empower people wherever you are. And a lot of people are intimidated to speak. I don't mean you have to be a public speaker, but be a willingness. I've said it this way sometimes. Are you willing to be a fool for God? Mm-hmm. Right? Because you never know if you're going to look foolish doing it. But
yeah.
But it's for a greater purpose. So I talked to this lady, and she's here today, and she's thanking us, and she's asking questions. She's engaging. And so
nice.
The point is what we do is try to now speak out. It's not a time to be quiet anymore, is it?
No, it's not. And that's, that's, we were just talking, Charlie and I were doing a quick interview with the camera guys for the next documentary that Reggie and the ICRF and Dr. Zielinski, they're all doing for a lady named Angie that is on a breast cancer journey. She went down to Hope for Cancer, actually, with Dr. Tony.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just talking about that exact same thing on the last interview.
Yeah. And by the way, do you notice how big I am compared to Ty? I figured this out. The scale is amazing. I get closer to the camera. Ty is further back, and it looks like I'm his size. And look at Charlene. She's so little over there. It's very cute. Y'all watching on YouTube, you got a treat today. We have a great couple of hours of broadcast healing. So anyway, here we are, Cancer Prevention Convention. People are speaking out. They're learning. They're teaching. Despite the calls for censorship in the social media and the mainstream media, we are out creating them. We are doing an end-around. Ty and Charlene have done an end-around with the Truth About Cancer series, Truth About Vaccines, Truth About Pet Cancer. Dr. Marlene Siegel is going to be speaking this afternoon. I want to see if we can sneak her onto the show as well. But our first story, and I wanted you on for this, Ty. Let me see if I can find it here. It says, why pancreatic cancer is so deadly? Why pancreatic cancer is so deadly? Because they say it's one of the fastest moving cancers. And, of course, you and I both interviewed and become friends with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez.
Right.
And our buddy Dr. Bitar, who is on with me on Mondays. We do advanced medicine. He's got a patient that's alive and well for a few years. Mm-hmm. It's like the expected life expectancy is in months. They measure it for pancreatic cancer. I think probably one of the biggest reasons why they don't survive it is because they do devastating, brutal things to you if you go to oncologists for pancreatic cancer.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that the treatments are one of the reasons because they're very aggressive type treatments.
Mm-hmm.
I think another reason, I have not read the article, but I think another reason is because of if you have cancer in the pancreas is what produces pancreatic enzymes, And the pancreatic enzymes are the proteolytic enzymes that digest protein. Proteolytic means protein digesting.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer cells have a protein coating that make them invisible to the immune system and help them to spread, metastasize, and grow, form their own blood supply, and so forth. And without that, the proteolytic enzymes being produced by the pancreas, you're really hamstrung mm-hmm. to treat cancer because it destroys
your ability to take care of cancer itself. I mean, so yes. Not only other things, but yeah, that's probably one of the biggest reasons.
The pancreas is producing the enzymes that are responsible for the digestion of cancer cells. Mm-hmm. And so if you have cancer in that pancreas, it's almost like a double whammy. But it doesn't mean it's a death sentence, though, because look, we interviewed Pam Kelsey in the first episode of The Global Quest. She went down to the Hoxie Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
She's 35 years from diagnosis. Dr. Gonzalez had a couple of patients. Arlene Van Stratton was one of their names. Mm-hmm. She's 30 years
from diagnosis. Yeah.
So it's not necessarily a death sentence. Don't get us wrong by any means. But it is harder to treat at times.
And again, it's we've talked about mineral deficiencies, toxicological problems, all of these things associated with cancer, you know, times 100 in those pancreatic cancer scenarios. So it is, from the mainstream perspective, the most deadliest form. We don't believe that it is irreversible because we've seen people that have overcome it. And Dr. Nick had worked for years on this.
Yep.
So people are, you know, following up on his work as well. And, in fact, his partner, in the clinic, right? On the that Dr. Nick Gonzalez worked with, she's still going strong with it.
Dr. Isaacs.
Yeah, I had Linda Isaacs on a few weeks ago. In fact, we talked about the third anniversary. I can't believe it's been 3 years since we lost Dr. Nick Gonzalez. So there's more to come. The point is, even in Nick's passing, his wife is still working hard to publish his research. So time is now to spread the word. And if you haven't seen the truth about cancer, if you aren't a regular listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's not enough for you to listen and watch and enjoy. We're glad you're listening and watching and enjoying. It's a great thing for us to be able to get together like this, but it's not about us. It's about getting this information out to all those who desperately need it. And there are loads.
It is. We're on a mission from God.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not the Blues Brothers. We are on a mission from God. I mean, I really believe this is a divine mission to spread the truth, to help people. Because people are dying because they don't have information.
And we're a little less musically inclined than the Blues Brothers.
A little bit less. You may be able to play an instrument, not me.
No.
I can play the air guitar.
A fraction of one at this point. I think all of my musical stuff got into my daughter. She's the musical one.
She definitely is musically inclined.
So, all right, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ty Bollinger here as long as he can be. And Charlene is here. We may hear from her. Is there an unconscious bias that's influencing doctors promoting you to go to cancer screening that would likely lead to treatments and interventions that are completely unnecessary and may actually cause the problems they're trying to detect? We're going to find out about that after the break as well. Links are up in the show notes. Thanks to Superdon. Go to robertscottbell.com.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset. where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
TMB, RSB, together again.
What's up,
Wonder Twin Powers activated.
Boom.
We are having a good time here at the Cancer Prevention Convention. And I had a talk this morning, and I ended up, I don't know if Ace was there because he's asking a thing on the YouTube about HIV tests. I did mention HIV this morning because it was just relative to the lack of validity that scientists and doctors have in terms of what they claim to be gold standard stuff is often, it's rusted, and gold don't rust if it was gold. It's not.
Right.
So there's just perspectives out there that need to be taken into consideration when we talk about the worshipful interaction with modern medicine and the priestcraft from the church of biological or pharmaceutical mysticism. So let's talk about bias, right? Now, I'll admit I have a bias. My bias is obviously toward organic, non-GMO food. I'm right on the record going, I don't have a problem with that. Let's be honest about our biases. And if you don't want to listen to me because of that, at least you know. What about doctors? This headline is great, Super Don. You found this, and it's, like shark attacks and the lottery, unconscious bias influences cancer screening. Now, Super D, you got to help me and TMB on this one. What do shark attacks, the lottery, and the bias of doctors on cancer screening have to do with one another?
Well, you know, it is an interesting headline, I have to admit. When I first looked at this, I was like, I don't see the parallel between them. But basically, think about it. If you were attacked by a shark, you'd probably warn other people that they better be careful because it might get attacked by a shark, right?
So your bias, your perception is that every time you're in the ocean, there's going to be a shark attack.
Basically, what it boils down to here is they say that doctors that have either experienced cancer, have been affected personally by somebody who had cancer, mm-hmm. or have in any way have been affected by cancer in their lives, that they have a bias towards recommending that other people get cancer screening, sure. even if it's a low-risk cancer, just because of the impact that somebody else or their own cancer experience had on them.
This is the perspective that if you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you find that bias in medicine?
Certainly. And I don't think it's a bad thing per se, because let's say that you have a doctor that's had cancer,
mm-hmm.
and he or she underwent screening and they detected it and they got treated. They want people, to them everybody looks like a nail, right? But
yeah.
everybody should get screened because everybody might have cancer. What they don't understand is that sometimes you miss with that hammer.
Mm-hmm.
You cause more damage if there's not a nail.
Right.
And so these screenings can cause a lot of damage that the doctors may not be considering, especially mammograms.
Yeah.
Like, look at mammograms.
Mm-hmm.
They cause cancer. They're ionizing radiation. They cause cancer. PSA screening. If a man tests positive for PSA, which doesn't mean he has prostate cancer, just
right.
means he has high levels of inflammation, because chicks have PSA.
It's like weird.
So it's
ma'am, where's your prostate? Why did you test positive on a PSA test,
yeah.
right?
So if you test positive PSA, they're going to biopsy, and if you have cancer, if you're a man over 50, you probably have some prostate cancer. Probably not going to kill you. About 2% of prostate cancer is going to kill you.
Yeah.
The rest, it won't, unless you biopsy and spread it.
Mm-hmm.
So these... the testing procedures, the diagnostic procedures can be way more harmful than the cancer itself, and that's the problem.
Well, and also those that are doing the testing, and I get this concept of, well, I want to go to the doctor just so they can tell me what's going on. And I understand that, but the problem is once they get you, they will intimidate you until you take their treatments, unless you are stronger than, you know, a superhero. You have
right.
to become your own superhero at that mm-hmm. point to resist their... the bias, of course, which is built in because they're doctors, but...
Yep. And it's not just here. I mean, mm-hmm. I think it was Singapore. I was talking to somebody that when we were on our Asian trip, and they said they'd been diagnosed with cancer, and the oncologist would not stop calling. Come in, need chemo. Come in, you need chemo.
Get it now.
Literally. It's not just the United States. It's in these other countries, especially like Singapore, which is very oppressive when it comes to doctor freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Chemo radiation surgery, the only approved treatments there. And then the flip side of the coin, you go to places like Philippines, you go to places like Japan, like Thailand.
Yeah.
Much more freedom for doctors.
Hey, folks, there's going to be an incredible documentary series coming out in, I believe, the spring we're targeting of 2019. About the truth about cancer Asia. We've been previewing it, sneak previewing it with Ty Bollinger because this is the only place he was showing up, even though he was all the way on the other side of the world. It was amazing. The internet access he had there is better than at his
better
home.
Better than at my house.
Redneck internet out there. So, the bias is built in. So, granted, though, this is not necessarily a negative or a positive. It's just a kind of a neutral statement to say if you're going to a doctor, you've got to expect their biases, their training, and it's going to lead toward chemo radiation surgery unless they are like a Dr. Tony Jimenez
yeah.
or Dr. Bitar, you know, that have outgrown it and seen, hey, there's a better way to go.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue going down that better way. What about measles? Is there really a measles outbreak? And if so, should we be running in terror or applauding the parents that are now getting their kids to get these childhood eruptive diseases, rites of passage, to strengthen their children's immune system so they're less likely to get cancer? Next.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, live from Detroit, Dearborn, Michigan, the Cancer Prevention Convention, and we got quite a team here, TMB and Charlene Bollinger, along with me, RSB. Dr. Marlene Siegel is going to join us in a little while, too. She's awesome, and I'm so excited to see her. And, of course, we have to meet always at cities far from wherever we are, and we just go there. So, Charlene, we got a picture. Everybody check out the show notes with me and Ty and Charlene. And there was a nice lady, a mom of I don't know how many kids, talking to you guys, just so grateful. She had tears in her eyes, thanking you both for all that you do, as you hear that a lot. And it never gets old because your hearts just, you know, they open and get happy because that's what we're doing it for. And she's telling the story how I think her one child had a vaccine injury, and since then she's had other children, no vaccines, no antibiotics, organic, homeschooled. I'm like, yes,
The message is getting through.
I was it's unbelievable. That was a real blessing. We do what we do for her and so many others, everybody that will listen and take action. She actually, you missed Robert at the beginning, she said that she had a brother that was, as she was researching alternative remedies for disease and cancer, her brother was a conventional doctor. And so they butted heads, and he got leukemia, and basically a short period of time went by to where he just went all conventional. He had a huge, I think it was lymphoma, and or leukemia. He had a huge, huge tumor that they just blasted with chemotherapy till he was dead.
Oh.
And she said it was heartbreaking because she knew how to help him, but he would not listen.
Mm-hmm.
And so her tears came as she just remembered that she lost a family member that just wouldn't listen to her, but the joy now replaces it with treating her children. They've never been vaccinated. They've never had antibiotics. Doctors don't understand it, but that's okay because she does.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's a coach helping others, which
Beautiful.
Is tremendous.
Yeah. That's kind of like Stephanie's story because she lost her father. You know, she prayed and prayed, and he didn't listen. Apparently, it was too late. But her sister has now gone to see Dr. Tony Jimenez and Marcy at Hope for Cancer, and she's now been declared cancer-free. And so, again, all of those prayers, and it's going to benefit somebody. Not everybody's ready to hear it, and, you know, we just have to bless them and love them and allow them their path, because I don't want to I can't play God for them. That's not my intent. We just want to be there for them. But it is sad when people have access to the information, they reject it for whatever reason, but it's their freedom to do.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, that was one of the cool things. When we were in Asia, Tony was sharing with us photos of patients, and he showed us a picture of Stephanie's sister down there being treated. So, very cool.
Yeah, so nice. Oh, speaking of vaccines, here's a story. U.S. measles outbreak hits 107 cases in 21 states. Now, according to the mainstream media, this is, you know, a disaster, and it's all because people aren't vaccinating. It has nothing to do with the fact that the MMR vaccine is failing, or the fact that this is pretty much a normal number at this point in time every year anyway. There's nothing unusual about this, apparently.
I'm looking at this. 107 cases in 21 states. That's an average of 5 per state in 21 states.
Well, and if we take that against the population of those states?
How is that an outbreak?
It's not. It's
5
not.
Per state.
No.
And then not an outbreak.
There's a secondary story on, I don't know what Refinery 29 is questioning, and this is someone who is pro-vaccine. Should you be worried about measles or what? And at least putting perspective that the CDC, people are manipulating CDC numbers and pretending this is an outbreak when it isn't. But what if it were? I mean,
well, look, the CDC plays a lot of accounting games when it comes to determining how many people actually die from let's say, measles, or how many people die from flu, or how many people die from other diseases.
Yeah.
There's you know, there's lies, darn lies, and statistics.
There's CDC.
And there's the CDC.
Yes, that's true.
I don't believe any of those statistics that come out of there, because they're so skewed from what the other statistics are saying. Number one, when you look at measles, how many measles deaths do you actually have per year?
Right.
I don't know that
Absolutely.
There are any fully validated. And if there are, again,
I don't know. There may be a one or two.
Yeah. But it's not like in previous generations where you had, you know, in abject poverty in certain areas, you know, vitamin A deficiencies they've talked about and other things like that. It's not the same. Measles is a benign childhood condition in an otherwise healthy child.
Yeah.
But they don't look at the immune system and its interaction with these things as being a healthy thing. Their first premise is we must stop this at all costs. Wait a second. What have we found out, and even in the peer-reviewed literature, about the manifestation of measles in populations resulting in lower incidences of other immunological diseases, including cancer?
That having measles actually reduces your instance of cancer.
Yeah. I had measles as a little girl. I was only 4 years old. All I remember, it was really cool because when I went outside,
yes.
I got to wear sunglasses, and I thought that was pretty cool. And I didn't even feel that bad, and it was just a non-issue. It came, and then it was gone. And my immune system, given to me by God, worked, and I'm alive to tell this story today.
Listen, even the Brady Bunch made a whole episode about the measles, and it was a big joke. It was like the kids are like, we get to stay home. Yeah.
Yay.
And now it's like the end of the world as we know it. So the bottom line for this week on this particular subject is that this, even the CDC, I'll give them, they're not the ones that are throwing the alarm out. It was somebody taking the stats and making something of it that they weren't. That's not, again, to say we love the CDC and they're right. It's just they just reported their numbers and somebody went out and said, oh, my gosh, it's the anti-vaxxers again. Right. But I am here to tell you that if you find somebody that has chickenpox or measles, get your kids over there. You can use things like silver hydrosol. You can use homeopathic medicine. There are many ways that you can modulate and strengthen the immune system of a child, and it's going to be a benign, quick thing. They're going to get over it, and they're going to be better for it. Just like our kids when this happened, we got them over, they got it done, and that was that. But the way we perceive reality, once again, illusion, they've waved their wand to make it seem as if measles is always going to kill you if you don't get this shot. They won't break it. I remember Andy Wakefield. Right? You become friends with Andy. He's a great guy. And they accused him of all kinds of strange heresy, right, for just pointing out in the observation that he did with those kids initially that there was a novel new form of what they called iatrogenic enterocolitis. Doctor caused enterocolitis after the measles vaccines, MMR. They found the measles strain specific to that vaccine, not a wild type. And, oh, by the way, they had autism. And his conclusion was, we need to look more into this. And they immediately said, oh, my gosh, if anybody comes to start looking into this, we're in trouble. Let's destroy Andy Wakefield.
They can't destroy the message because it's true.
Right.
So we have to discredit the messenger.
Mm-hmm. That's
classic.
Exactly what they did. And Andy's going to – he shines in our friendships, but eventually the world will see this man was a real hero.
Absolutely.
To do what he did.
Yeah, he was. He is a hero.
He is. Yeah.
He is, and he's lost almost everything because of it.
But he's not going to stop.
No.
Just like we won't stop. And, you know, Robert, I'm looking at these numbers, five per state, as Ty just broke it down.
Mm-hmm.
How about we wave our magic wand and bring up numbers if they want to talk about numbers?
Talk some numbers.
How many children have been damaged by the MMR vaccine? There are numbers out there. And the last time I checked, it's more than that number that I'm looking at here.
Oh, significantly more. Yeah. And how many billions have been paid out through the vaccine court, right?
Almost $4 billion now?
Yeah. Yeah.
But that has just been in the government court.
Mm-hmm.
How about a court before your peers?
That would be nice to see that happen one day. I hear a rumor that might be happening, so we'll take a look. Because right now, when you talk about fraud, if there's fraud involved, I think you can pierce that National Vaccine Injury Program restriction on lawsuits. And we also have fraud by the Department of Health and Human Services. I'm hoping we'll get Dell Bigtree on a little later in the show today because he's here talking about their suit, he and RFK Jr., against HHS, where they admitted that in 30 years since the passage of that vaccine law, they've not once reported to Congress as required by law about safety issues, safety testing, making sure vaccine events or adverse events were always being reduced instead of increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Never happened. So it becomes harder and harder to have a legitimacy in stating that vaccines are safe or effective.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not safe or effective. There's no legitimacy to that claim.
Mm-hmm.
They've been proven to be unsafe, but the anecdotal evidence is the billions of dollars that have been proven out, that have been paid out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they've done damage. And are they effective? Well, it depends on what the word effective means. Are they effective at creating an antibody response? Yeah, they can be.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean it's going to protect you from the disease?
Not necessarily.
CDC says no.
No. No. Immunologists said no. Immunology says no.
Yeah.
I mean, it isn't enough to do that. So, folks, we got it's a vaccine religion. It's a cult. It's not based on science, and even if they say it is based on science, you ask them where it is, they get mad at you, they scream at you, they stomp their feet.
You can't ask that.
Right?
You can't ask for the science.
How dare you to ask for something that they claim we don't have?
You're an anti-vaxxer. You're a science refuser, a science denier.
We are pro-immune system. How's that?
Yeah.
We are pro-immune
and
system.
And pro-kids.
Pro-kids, yeah. Exactly. And I set it up on the stage today, and nobody ran out screaming. You know, how strongly I feel about this vaccine issue. And you know, a lot of people still, quote-unquote, believe in it, and that's fine if you want to do that. But don't force my kids. Don't force me to do it for my kids. And I say that to doctors, and, you know, this is my friend Michael Badnarik, who originally said that after he won the nomination to run as the Libertarian nomination for president in 2004, when I asked him about the vaccine mandates that were coming because of the bioterror scare and all of that. And he said, doctor, you bring your syringe, I'll bring my 45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole. And it's like, people are shocked to hear that. But listen, vaccines are a violent act against innocent little children, and it can result in their death. So don't tell me it's not an appropriate way to, you know, say, listen, I'm going to defend my child's life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a parent. You're a parent. You don't mess with my kids, right?
Yep.
And when I know that the potential could be death for what you're doing, doctor, no, you're going to take your life in your own hands if you threaten my children with that.
Mm-hmm. That's the appropriate response. If anybody would ever try to force vaccinate anyone in my family, they would quickly become acquainted with Mr. Smith and Mr. West.
Yes.
Well, we did find ourselves in that situation in Panama, mm-hmm. and thankfully, I believe that God just worked in some hearts to get us out of there,
mm-hmm.
Because when you're in a different country, you know, they can do, you're at their mercy. So, thankfully, we had a doctor that really liked us, liked our family,
mm-hmm.
and was able to convince the people in charge that were saying we could not even get a birth certificate, therefore we could not leave the country without this specific vaccine. The doctor came to...
Right.
The doctor, I know of all things, the doctor came to bat for us and came into that office and told the lady, these people are from America and they are not required and mandated to have to take this vaccine so that we were able to leave.
You know what, that's a real good point, Charlene. There's grace. At the end of the day, again, we're not promoting violence when we say that, but we have to be willing to defend ourselves and our children. But there is the grace of God, and that if we're open to it, miracles happen. It couldn't be possible, but there is possibility.
Absolutely.
Where others say impossibility.
Yeah.
And you guys are living examples of that. I love you dearly. You know that.
Love you too,
brother. Appreciate you guys. We got a lot more Healing to Go on the Robert Scott Bell Show Cancer Prevention Convention. It's kind of a bonus outside the box Sunday. Our first day of the week, kicking it into gear here. Having a great time. We should hear from Marlene Siegel. Hopefully, maybe Tony Jimenez will stop by, or Marcy. He's better looking, by the way. She is.
She's better looking.
Sure. Yeah. Anyway, we love Tony, too. All right, folks, a lot more Healing to Go. Check it out. RobertScottBell.com. Take you to the truth about cancer as well.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back. Final segment for hour one. Just in the nick of time, Dr. Marlene Siegel. She is a veterinary doctor, and she's just wonderful. She exudes a loving heart as well. And it's so nice to see you, but all the way up here in Detroit, right? At least it's not winter.
I know,
winter,
we live
right?
An hour away from each other, or we used to.
We used to, yeah, exactly. But here we are in all these far-flung regions, and it's really good to see you. And you've got your presentation coming up this afternoon.
I do.
Now, are you going to be speaking about pet cancer issues as well? Or I know, because you speak on broader issues, too.
You know, thank you for asking that question, because, yes, I am. But as veterinarians, we don't just focus on our pocket pets. We don't focus on just our dogs and cats. I actually realized as I was sitting there that we focus on all the animals
mm-hmm.
and all the insects. We focus on planet Earth. We
yeah.
focus on Mother Earth.
How about the human animal?
Well, you know, as the component of the part that has to make the decisions for their
yeah.
pet, we certainly want to educate the pet parent
mm-hmm.
about what they need to do for their pet. And as a consequence, the pet parent actually does make changes for their lifestyle that is an enhancement.
How about the reflection? You hear sometimes that people are a reflection of their pets or vice versa. They'll manifest things that somehow energetically are congruent with what's going on in the family, and that includes the pets. Do you find that to be a pattern that has emerged in your veterinary practice?
We did not pre-do these questions,
no.
but just so perfect.
This is the stuff that I'm curious about, and you're here, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We see that a lot of the trapped emotions that our animals have associated with their challenges
mm-hmm.
are literally the same challenges or the same trapped emotions that are relative to their pet parents.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now,
so absolutely.
Speaking of, this is in a negative context. I couldn't believe this headline. It's in Forbes magazine. Superdon sent it to me this morning before the show. Beware pets. This is like a headline as if the pets were reading Forbes magazine. Beware pets. Your owners may be using you to get opioids, warns the FDA. What do you mean? Are pets now being put on opioid drugs, too? Is this a thing in veterinary medicine?
Well, we do use some opioids, but it's not that common.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be an interesting scenario for a veterinarian to be dispensing that many drugs for a pet.
Mm-hmm.
They would be under suspicion if they were to do that. Often.
So would they come in and say, my pet is in excruciating pain, please give me a prescription for opioids for my pet, and then they end up using it? That's how desperate people are on these addictive drugs, I guess.
Well, you know, if we have an animal with bone cancer and they're looking for something really strong to help alleviate the pain on that animal, I can see where somebody would dispense that. Kind of sad to think that a pet parent who loves their pet would actually take that medication themselves. But
yeah.
When people are addicted, I think
they'll do horrible things.
Yeah.
Yeah, horrible things. Again, this is, if we talk about blame. The FDA for failing to protect the public by going to the, you know, Purdue Pharma and saying your research and science is biased and flawed. It's not complete. They didn't. They said, okay, go, we believe you. Put it on the market. And, of course, Purdue Pharma. And then every doctor who relies on FDA as if they're actually doing their job. Shame on you. Docs, you should know better at this point. They are a biased organization that has been captured by what? The industry they're supposed to regulate. Who doesn't know that at this point? And I guess apparently a lot of docs don't yet. And they go, oh, if the FDA says it's okay, it must be okay. We've got to know better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why we have you and all these people here that are helping to educate and bring awareness.
Mm-hmm. So cannabis and pets. I know we've talked about it a little bit before. I'm thinking, could we, just like in humans now, we're seeing the benefit for, you know, reducing opioid use, addiction, etc., CBD alone or sometimes CBD-THC combinations. Have you been able to integrate that in your practice yet? Or I know Florida's
Well, we've been doing it for years. So we have a cannabis. It's a hemp oil that we can use legally.
Yeah.
A very dear friend of mine is actually helping to pass legislation to make medical marijuana available for pets because that's not legal yet. And so she's working really hard to make that happen. But absolutely, we see amazing benefits. I had a case yesterday of a dog that was seizuring. And we were able to get him on some cannabis oil, and the seizure stopped immediately.
Right. Well, that's a beautiful thing. And it goes with expectation at this point. We've seen enough that it would surprise me if it didn't work, right? And yet we're still trying to learn about the endocannabinoid system. We covered a story, I think, on Friday about the pathways of understanding of how this internal system regulates so many things in the body. And yet many of us came through, whether it be medical school or to learn what we've learned, and there was no mention, there was no knowledge of something called an endocannabinoid system.
Oh, no, we never heard it then.
Yeah.
And yet it exists in almost every body system.
Yeah, I know. There's always more to learn, folks, is the point. You keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing here. Don't go away. I want to talk to you, and including a Delta employee that came to this event, which is kind of cool. But we got a lot more healing. We hope to hear from Dale Bigtree. We'll see who else shows up. Marlene Siegel, what's the website?
PascoVet.com.
PascoVet.com. Go to RobertScottBell.com. We'll have it linked up. The power to heal
is
definitely
yours.
Yes.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.